Hey guys, welcome back to the Living Cozy podcast. I am your host, Brandy J, and I just want to say it has been a long 2018. I know I was not consistent. I was all over the place. I did start my podcast in 2018, and I wish I would have done better, but you know, you live and you learn. So it is now January 2nd, and I have went to Target and decided to get a little notebook so I can jot down a few of the bad habits that I need to drop in 2019 and also what I plan to do in 2019. So if you guys want, you guys can grab a notebook as well and write down what you want to drop in 2019 and also your plans for 2019. I don't want to call them goals. I actually want to stay away from that word because I don't know, it's just so cliche, so I'm just gonna say my plans. That's kind of cliche too, but I just like it better. So yeah, let's start with my list that I wrote down. First of all, I just wanna give you guys a backstory about my 2018. It was so up and down. It was a roller coaster. I met my boyfriend, which was a plus. Like, it was great, a positive, but I've lost a lot. I just lost myself, gained a lot of weight, just wasn't consistent. It was a lot of ups and downs. And I always tell people, one meme to describe my life in 2018 was the Mr. Crab one. Like that whole, when he's like moving all around, that was literally my life in 2018. And so I was so excited for the new year. Most times I'm like a little sad when it's a new year because it's like, oh my God, we're never going to get that year back. But honestly, I was so happy to move forward because I just know there are better and bigger things happening in 2019 for me. Like, I'm claiming it. I'm going to be closer to God. That's one of my number one things, is to get closer to God and just build that relationship and become who it is that He wants me to be. That's all I'm really focused on for the most part. Everything else would just fall down like rain. Anywho, let's get into this list because I'm ready to conquer 2019. But the first thing you need to do before you feel like you want to get something done is acknowledge your downfalls. A lot of people don't want to admit that they, you know, they screwed up, they did this wrong, they was lazy, they was doing blah blah blah. They don't like to admit that, but I'm do it because I know where I need to start. And once you figure out where your downfalls are, it's easy to come up after it's easy to come up after that. So let's start with this list. How many things do I have? I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 top ones. I probably will add in more later on, maybe in the middle of the year to see if, I don't know. That doesn't make sense if I do it in the middle of the year, because that would mean that I'm not holding on to my peace. But these are the top ones that I felt like 2018 definitely took a grip on my life because it was just all bad. But the number one is stop procrastinating. When I tell you guys, I was the biggest... Gosh, I thought somebody was breaking in my house. When I tell you guys, I was the biggest procrastinator ever, like, it was ridiculous. That's why I didn't get enough podcast episodes out in 2018. I was all over the place. Like, I didn't have a consistent schedule. I wasn't in the gym like I needed to be. I didn't do my best in school. I just wasn't the best because all I did was procrastinate. I waited till the last minute, even with my finals. And I'm in grad school. You know, you shouldn't play around with this, but I always do it because I always say, well, I did it before, so I can do it again. So I would procrastinate and I would do my final the day it was due. I don't know how, but God definitely was on my side because I ended up getting A's on all my finals. It's just, I don't know what it is, but procrastinating has to go because it's just not good for me at all. I'm not my best self when I procrastinate. Number two, stop being lazy. When I tell y'all, towards like the middle slash end of my relationship, not relationship, wow, towards the end in like the middle of 2018, I was so lazy. All I wanted to do was be up under my boyfriend. All I wanted to do was watch TV all night and day and be on social media and eat junk food and just lounge around. I didn't want to do anything. I was so lazy. And I do think part of it plays part of it has to do with my diet. I didn't have a lot of energy because I wasn't eating meat, which I'm still not. I'm eating chicken, which is considered poultry, but I am eating chicken and turkey because I'm like, I need to, something has to change. That whole vegan vegetarian life is not for everybody, I'm trying to tell y'all. But I know for a fact I will definitely not go back to red meat at all. I really wasn't a red meat eater for real, but beef, pork, none of that, I am done with that. But yeah, back to the whole lazy thing, I definitely think my diet took a toll on that. But also, it has to do with me wanting to, you know, just do stuff. I just was so lazy. I don't know if it was just that new love or what it was, but I'm like, this is not me. Like, I didn't want to clean my house. I would do laundry and I would just leave it and just get clothes out of the basket until it wasn't no more clothes. Like, I just was doing some foul stuff and I'm just like, I gotta change. So that's one of my top ones, like, stop being lazy. Number three, stop starting things without finishing. This is like my number one thing. Like for instance, I started Vlogmas on YouTube. I did a couple episodes. I have so much footage in my camera right now, I don't even know what to do with it because it's so pointless to put it out because it was Christmas themed and it's all this Christmas stuff and now it's January and I'm just like, Vlogmas is over. Like, I'm, you know, I just want to start fresh with my YouTube. Same with my website. I haven't been posting. It was inactive for a little bit. I was at a point where I didn't know if I wanted to continue with it, but I'm like, nah, I've came way too far to just stop doing what I do, you know? So I was not doing well with that. I wasn't doing well with this podcast. I just was not doing well at all with finishing things. I'm just like, I need to stop playing and get my stuff together and finish stuff that I start. I need to not be that person. It's just not good. It's not healthy. It's annoying. Like, I'm annoyed with myself of how I acted in 2018. Like, it was ridiculous. Oh, let's go to number four. Number four is stop being consumed with social media. Now, this one is a little hard because I don't want to say it did consume me, but at the same time, I feel like I get inspiration through social media. And I actually went through a cleanse where I was off social media for about 2 months, I was off for a minute. And it definitely helped me, but at the same time, for what I want to do as far as vlogging and YouTube and, you know, just being an influencer, it's hard to stay off social media because of those reasons. But I decided to get back on, and, you know, I would just look at different people's pages and then feel like I wasn't doing enough, and it just really consumed me, which is why I said I need to stop consuming myself in social media. It was too much at one point. And it's okay to take breaks, but right now what I'm gonna do, and I think you guys should do it too, is do a social media cleanse. You need to delete all those people that are not feeding your soul what it needs to be fed. I'm unfollowing all these little models who I don't, okay, they're cute, whatever, it's a lot of cute people. I'm unfollowing them. There's no reason for me to be following you. You don't feed my mind. You don't inspire me. You don't do this for me. Same with guys. Like, if you ain't, I'm just done. Like, I have no reason to follow these people. So cleaning out your social media is definitely a to-do thing. Like, make sure you guys clean out your social medias. Tweets, make sure you go through your tweets. Make sure you ain't tweeting nothing crazy. All of that. Just go ahead and do that along with your contacts. I've been done that. Like, I don't have anybody's number saved that doesn't need to be saved. I don't believe in having people's numbers if I'm not going to use them. So go ahead and look in your contacts and make sure you delete all those numbers that you don't use. We're cleaning out all of the stuff that actually needs to be archived. That's what we're doing in 2019 and beyond. Okay, so let's move on to the next one, which is, don't let someone else's decisions affect mine. And that is a big one for me because, for instance, like, no shade to my boyfriend, but I got super lazy to where I stopped going to the gym. And mind you, I have like 2 memberships and I have access to so many workout facilities. And I was so lazy going to the gym last year. It was terrible. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And it's like, I told y'all, I wanted to just be up under my boyfriend. So, because we don't live together. And when he did come over, it was like mainly the weekends. So I just wanted to be all up under him, as well as him being all up under me. And I would plan for us to go to the gym. He's not really big into the gym. as I want him to be. And so he'd be like, yeah, we can go. Then the time come and he's just like, oh my God. And I'm just like, okay, well, I ain't going either. So I think I let his decisions affect mine. And I told myself I'm not doing that anymore because I let it get bad. I let it go bad. Same with like cookies. This is so petty, but my boyfriend loves chocolate chip cookies. He'll go to the store and buy some. That's his thing, chocolate chip cookies. He'll make some. He'll be like, you want some? And I'll be like, Shenard, I don't want any chocolate chip cookies. I'm trying to watch my diet. Then I just see him making them, and I end up just craving, like, oh my gosh, can I have some? And I'm just like, if he want to eat cookies, he can eat cookies. I just have to really discipline myself to not really let his decision affect mine, which is what the bullet point is. Don't let someone else's decisions affect your own. Next point, stop looking for confirmations from other people, which means I kind of relate this to social media. What I mean by this is we get so wrapped up in pictures and what's cute and what's not, and I do too sometimes, and I used to be that person that really deleted pictures if I didn't get enough likes. Now I'm at the point where it's like, if I like it, I'm gonna keep it. It's my page, my rules. It don't matter if you don't like it. It is what it is. You're gonna see it. So that's what that is. Like, I'm not letting anybody's decisions or opinions determine what I want for myself, period. And then the last one is stop worrying. I did kind of good in 2018 with worrying. Like, I was kind of like going with the flow of things, which is, I let it go too much. Like, I was carefree, meaning I wasn't doing nothing. Like, I was being lazy. I was just out here chilling. But now it's like, I need to get a little bit more tighter with it, but then like just really be cool and just trust God 100%. Stop worrying about stuff, just keep praying. So those are my bad habits that I want to drop in 2019 and beyond. And then now we're going to move on to what I plan to do in 2019. Sorry, I'm still stuck in the past, y'all. Okay, so what I plan to do in 2019, number one, I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4. So I plan to graduate with my master's degree in May, which is in 4 months, and I cannot wait. I'm actually on break right now. I've been on break since early December, and I go back January 14th, and I am not looking forward to it. I am so scared. So scared. But yeah, so that's one of my number ones. I just want to do this for myself, for my mom, and just for my family and my future family. I'm gonna be the best that I can. And if I really liked school, I would definitely go back and get my PhD, because what? Dr. Davis? Are you kidding me? But anyways, yeah. Bullet number 2, buy a new MacBook laptop. This is like big for me because I did want to give myself a big purchase this year, which was like a Louis Vuitton purse. But then I was like, you know what, everybody got Louis, I don't know nobody would know what kind of purse, a Chanel purse, because those are like $4,000, $3,000. So I'm like, I'm gonna save up for that. But I'm like, no, I'd rather, even though it's a big difference in what I want, which is the MacBook laptop, it's a big price difference, a couple thousand, but I'm like, I could use this MacBook for ever. Well, not ever, but you know what I mean. Like, it's gonna last me a long time. A 2019 MacBook Pro, that's gonna be like a lot of money because it's the newest version. So I'm like, I'm starting to buy things that really mean more. Like, I'm not gonna wear that Chanel bag every single day. So I'm just like, it'll come when it comes, maybe next year. But I think it's important that I buy myself a new laptop. The one I had before, it was a used one I bought from somebody, and it wasn't the best, but it was something. I got a little bit of editing done on this, but this I feel like I need for school. I need it for my blog. I just want to start fresh and just save up for that. And I think that's going to be like a little, it's not going to be super hard, but I have a lot of bills, y'all, like a lot. It's ridiculous, but that's one of my goals. And I want to do that within the next, either this month or next month, between those two. And the reason, y'all probably like, that's not even a lot of money. It is. It's a couple $1,000s for the newest MacBook. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be spending $2,000 because I want all of the good stuff. I want all the protection plans. I want Microsoft Word. I want Microsoft Suite on mine. So I want it to be, it's going to be like $2,000 for sure. So, and that's a lot of money, especially because I want to have money saved up around the time I graduate slash my birthday, because I want to do something nice because I'm going to be 25. But anyways, I'm getting beside the point. I don't have to explain why that's on my plan list, but that's a big one for me. Number three is have a successful YouTube website and podcast show. That is a big one for me. I tried it last year. It's like I was like walking on, it was like I was getting my toes wet. Not even my feet, but my toes. And it's like I could have been better if it was up to me. I could have been better, but I chose not to. I chose to be lazy and I chose to procrastinate. And I chose to start things without finishing, which are my three top bad habits to drop in 2019. So I just want to really go full throttle with it, and just, it's gonna be hard now that I'm a senior now. Well, not senior, but it's my second year, last semester of grad school. You know, I got those long papers. I have a capstone and a regular class that I know is gonna kill me, but I'm gonna try my best. Maybe I'll center it around grad school a little bit, but I'm gonna try my best to do my best. So we'll see how it works out. And lastly, the last bullet, the last plan to do in 2019 is living a healthier lifestyle, which means not dieting. I'm not really a fan of dieting, but what I mean by healthier lifestyle is just eating better, exercising, being more active, just being more in tune with myself, and just having a healthier relationship with God, my family, my friends. And inspiring people, just being happy and healthy. I don't need any toxic people, any toxic things around me. I just want everything to be healthier, period. Because 2019, I'm telling y'all, it's going to be a great year. It's definitely going to be a great year. I plan to do so many great things, and I plan to inspire so many different people, because I know it's people like me that, I know there's a 2018 me out there right now that just needs a little extra push. So I'm here for that, because I'm not going back to that 2018 lifestyle. I refuse, and you guys should want to grow and be better and do more things. So, with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this podcast episode, and I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking with me. If you guys are not new, make sure you guys give this podcast a 5-star rating. I think it's 5 stars. Yeah, 5-star rating. And make sure you guys subscribe to my podcast. I definitely have more episodes for you guys. I'm debating. I'm still looking for a schedule. I don't know if I want to do one. I think once a week is pretty cool. I think more than once a week would be really pushing it. But I think once a week is going to be fine. Maybe we'll do Wednesdays. I don't know. We'll see. But make sure you guys stay blessed, stay motivated, and be an influencer, no matter what it is, in a great way, not anything negative, but just keep all those positive vibrations around you, keep everyone around you positive, and just live a happy, healthy life. Thank you guys, and I will see you guys in my next podcast episode. Bye.